From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting.
This indictment serves as a reminder that people are not always who they appear to be on the internet.
United States Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein announced Friday 13 Russian nationals have been charged in the 2016 presidential election meddling investigation. The indictment alleges the Kremlin-tied company Internet Research Agency engaged in operations to interfere with elections and political processes since 2014. The company is believed to have been behind fake social media accounts and other tools to sway the election in favor of President Donald Trump.
The defendants allegedly conducted what they called information warfare against the United States, with the stated goal of spreading distrust towards the candidates and the political system in general.
The FBI investigation into Russian election meddling has resulted in charges for several former campaign officials and advisors that worked with President Donald Trump. The U.S. Attorney General is ordering an immediate review of how the Justice Department and the FBI respond to warnings about potential mass killers. The action follows an admission on Friday by the FBI that it ignored a tip-off about the gunman who killed 17 people and wounded 14 others at a school in the state of Florida on Wednesday. Special Agent in Charge Robert Lasky said established protocols were not followed.
We truly regret any additional pain that this has caused.
Nicholas Cruz is accused of killing 17 people at the high school with a semi-automatic rifle. President Trump is visiting shooting victims in the hospital as of Friday night. This is VOA News. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa hailed a new dawn for the country and promised to fight corruption following the resignation of his predecessor, Jacob Zuma, who is plagued by corruption scandals. In his first State of the Nation address to Parliament on Friday, Ramaphosa struck a note of optimism and outlined a vision to revive the country's economy. Many South African lawmakers celebrated on the steps of country's parliament in Cape Town after hearing the address. Here's ANC lawmaker Lindiwe Sisulu.
I got a sense that he is ingrained in what he was saying. I got a sense that he was determined that we, all of us, are going to make the change, and the change started now.
Opposition parties were divided, with the leader of the far-left Economic Freedom Fighters saying he was prepared to give the new president a chance. However, the leader of the Democratic Alliance, Mumusi Mameen, said the speech had not delivered what he believed South Africans were looking for.
We could have got more bolder action today, and I had a lot more of the same stuff.
An inquest has started in Kenya's western town of Kisumu into the death of a six-month-old baby who was allegedly hit on the head by police during opposition protests last year against President Uhuru Kenyatta's re-election. Jeff Custer has more.
The death of Samantha Pendo shocked Kenya, although the African nation has become used to acts of police violence. At least 92 people, the majority of them opposition supporters, have died in clashes with police in protests against Kenyatta's victories in elections in August and October. Kenya's Supreme Court nullified Kenyatta's win in August, citing irregularities and illegalities, and ordered a fresh election on October 26th. Opposition candidate Raila Odinga boycotted that vote, citing inadequate electoral reforms. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Brazil's president has ordered the army to take over command of police forces in Rio de Janeiro, saying drug gangs have virtually taken over the city. "I'm taking these extreme measures because circumstances demand it," President Michel Temer said after signing the decree Friday at his Planalto Palace in the capital of Brasilia. He said organized crime threatens the tranquility of our nation. For that reason, we have just called for a federal intervention in the public security for Rio de Janeiro. A powerful earthquake shook Mexico City on Friday, triggering the capital's quake alarm system and causing buildings to sway. Mexico's National Seismological Service put the magnitude of the quake at 7.0. And the U.S. Centers for Disease Control says 84 children have died in this year's flu season, one of the most intense flu seasons in recent years. I'm Liz Palka.
That's the latest world news from VOA.